Thank you for downloading this podcast from the Echo e-learning page. Don't forget that Echo membership would provide you with unlimited access to a whole range of other educational courses, as well as the entire content of the Echo e-library. Please check this out at www.echo-ibd.eu.
Hello, everybody. I'm Uri Kopilov from Sheba Medical Center in Israel. And we're here today to discuss transmural and mucosal healing in inflammatory bowel disease. We're joined today by our two dear colleagues, Professor Marietta Iacucci from University College in Cork, Ireland, and Professor Christian Masser from Lüneburg in Germany. So Marietta will mostly touch upon the issues pertaining to mucosal healing and mucosal inflammation, while Christian will mostly discuss transmural healing. Importantly, Christian is also the current chair of IBAS, which of course is very relevant to our discussion. So let's kick it off. So what do you think, what is the importance of transmural healing, Christian, and how we define it?
Very good question, because we don't have a standardized definition yet. So if you look at different reports, it's sometimes defined as normalization of bowel thickness, stratification and vascularization of no mesenteric fat. In some clinical trials, it's just normalization of bowel thickness. That's for ultrasound, and for MRE, there are different definitions as well. So it's important that we have are using in the future standardized definitions, and I know that different groups are working on it to have the same definition for the different methods.
Oh, thank you. And Marietta, I think that probably mucosal healing is a much more established concept.
Indeed, it's more much established. So initially, we know for many decades, mucosal healing was defined as endoscopic healing with resolution of ulcer inflammation. But now recently, we have a more clear definition of mucosal healing, which is it just incorporates, it's a composite endpoint and incorporates endoscopy and histological remission, or even endoscopic and histological improvement. And we know that there are a clear benefit for achieving mucosal healing in terms of maintaining a clinical remission, reducing hospitalization, colectomy, and steroid use in patients with IBD.
Do you think there might be an importance to reaching both mucosal and transmural healing? Does it carry any additional benefit over achieving just one of the two?
But if we look at it, we know that there is a discrepancy. So, you know, we have discussed a lot about that, about endoscopy and histology. It is especially when you use white light standard endoscopy. So for this reason, now there is a stringent endpoint, especially in clinical trial, of endoscopy and histology, because and I think most important also, more crucial, is in the transmural healing, where I think Christian will touch on this. Histological remission is considered. It's important if there's a deep healing. And but recently with the Picasso group then I led, we have shown that there is not discrepancies of mucosal, of histology and endoscopy, especially when use advanced technologies.
Christian and Marietta, I would like to hear your opinion on whether there's a merit to combining and to aiming for both mucosal and transmural healing. Is there any additional benefit in reaching both of them together?
So if I start maybe first, we have trials now showing that patients that receive transmural healing have less hospital visits, less flares within 1 year. So we do have some data suggesting that if you've reached transmural healing, you might have a better long-term outcome. But also those trials, we do sometimes see that some patients might still have mucosal healing and responded transmurally, and the opposite. So I think that for the short-term evaluation, the transmural assessment with ultrasound helps to guide therapy, but that after a certain time point, 6 months, 12 months needs to be defined, endoscopy checking on mucosal healing, it does give additional information, and hopefully, we don't have the data yet, hopefully a better long-term outcome if we reach both mucosal healing and transmucosal healing. Marietta, what do you think?
The same for in the ulcerative colitis. I think having a histological remission is now being considered an important measure of deep healing for long-term favorable outcome. And we know that the patients, they have histological remission, they have better, less complication. So I think both is becoming endoscopic and histological remission, I think, is an important endpoint to achieve for these patients.
So traditionally, we would be thinking of transmural healing as a concept which is more relevant to Crohn's disease, as being a transmural disease. Christian, do you think this also is relevant to the field of ulcerative colitis? And should this be a tool and the therapeutic target in UC as well?
That's a very good question. I think endoscopy is definitely very important in ulcerative colitis. So I definitely don't want to say we don't need endoscopy. But those of us who are doing lots of intestinal ultrasound in ulcerative colitis patients see patient with a moderate to severe flare that we very often see transmural inflammation, even with mesenteric proliferation. So the intestinal ultrasound does help us to see the extent of the disease. Is it just left-sided or proctal sigmoiditis, or is it pancolitis? And we see the severity. So yes, I think intestinal ultrasound helps a lot in understanding the disease severity and to monitor the disease.
Despite the fact, Christian, we need to keep in mind the histological ulcerative colitis is just mucosal. So probably the transmural is more reactive. So I think still in the ulcerative colitis, the endoscopy and the histology at the mucosal layer, it's important.
Absolutely. Nothing 100%, but I think just for the short-term follow-up, if you have someone with a flare, you can monitor that patient with intestinal ultrasound. But for the long-term goal, and we have much better data for endoscopy and histologic healing, it is still very crucial to do endoscopy. But I think the combination is in guiding the therapy might be a big help.
Otherwise, we need to change the book of histology of the ulcerative, the differentiation between, ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. Then we have always established Crohn's disease as a transmural and ulcerative colitis as a mucosa. No?
That's why intestinal ultrasound is so interesting. You see so much submucosal thickening and mesenteric proliferation in the more severe patients that there's probably more overlap. But maybe we do rewrite in the future the diseases. Let's see.
Let's see. I agree.
So regarding mucosal healing for ulcerative colitis, Marietta, I would like to ask you about how far should we go? Should we aim for Mayo score of 1? Should we aim for Mayo score of 0? Should we aim for some histological markers or maybe something that more advanced systems and techniques can help us to get a better grasp and a better target? Could you explain on that?
So ideally, we will aim for MS0 or UCS0 or eventually if Picasso, not 0. And because we know that the patients with Mayo 0 had lower rates of clinical relapse than those with Mayo 1. This is especially, we know that in clinical trial, this is the target because you want to know if the drugs is working or not. Different is in the clinical practice, because sometimes the especially in ulcerative colitis, you have a patchiness of the disease and is a Mayo 1, but the patient is in clinical remission. So what do I do here? Do I need to optimize treatment or not? So I think the advanced technologies definitely help. We have shown with Picasso, then using advanced technologies, then we have getting endoscopy closer to histology. And we can predict in terms accurately with strong correlation the presence of absence of inflammation or patchiness. And the advanced technology can help to target biopsies and to accurately assess disease and optimize your treatment.
Thank you, Marietta. The next question I think is for the both of you. So again, we all are coming from rather specialized centers that are very, I would say, oriented into very precise work and monitoring and targeting our patients. Can we make the techniques that we are using accessible and introduce them into the daily practice of IBD physicians everywhere, both for monitoring of mucosal healing and for more, I would say, labor-intensive and knowledge-intensive techniques such as Picasso for monitoring of the finer aspects of mucosal healing in UC? How do we take this into our daily life?
Very, very good and very important question, because if we talk about transmural healing, MRE is a very good technique as well. It's just very cost intensive, and these slots are not available in short term. So it definitely MRE in many aspects complements intestinal ultrasound. The beauty of intestinal ultrasound is in the current development that the machines are becoming much cheaper, smaller, this is something that can be brought into different countries, more low-income countries for follow-up, and it's not too difficult to learn. So for intestinal ultrasound, I think there is a bright future in monitoring IBD patients if you're not talking about contrast enhanced ultrasound, but just on follow-up of the bowel thickness and the general aspects of the bowel. So I think it's a very helpful tool.
I think for my perspective is endoscopy. I think the electronic chrome endoscopy is widely available. It's just easily pushing the bottom of a piece of the scope, give you more. The new scopes, they are very bright, and they are sharp, and they give you more details. So it's very easy. And however, I think AI is coming, so I think this will definitely standardize and help and to use routinely this technology to improve quality of care for patients.
So I think we are ready to round up our discussion, maybe just to finalize it. Marietta and Christian, would you like to touch upon the current therapeutic goals in Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis as are reflected in the ECHO guidelines in the STRIVE consortium?
Absolutely. So intestinal ultrasound and MRE in the STRIVE consortium and the ECHO guidelines are not the standard goals yet, we have to say, because we are working on data showing that transmural healing is better for long-term outcome. And we always have to keep in mind that we often see, especially Crohn's disease, with fibrotic changes, and with the current medication, we will not be able to achieve transmural healing because of the fibrotic changes. But for short-term monitoring and for monitoring response to therapy, intestinal ultrasound and or MRI are definitely very helpful in guiding the therapy in short-term intervals.
In ulcerative colitis, we know that in STRIDE, treat to target, the endoscopy remission is the goal to achieve in terms of long-term favorable outcome, and also in the guidelines. And histological remission is still not a formal target yet, but I think this probably will change soon. I think in terms of monitoring response to therapy and prediction, we need to also consider it in very soon we will have also, which is not incorporated yet in the STRIDE, but we need to consider probably the AI, which will help in terms of assessment, prediction, and long-term outcome in patients with ulcerative colitis. It's more futuristic.
Okay, so Christian and Marietta, thank you very much for this wonderful conversation. And I hope we all enjoyed it. And see you in Copenhagen. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.